Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2015 edition, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we've got a special guest to start things out here tonight. And at some point, I'll tell you about why it was that I literally walked into the studio probably less than 60 seconds before the show started.
Somewhere around 30, yeah.
It has to do with the U.S.-Canadian border, but that's all I'll say for right now. So, Mark, I
have some idea. There's a little, if you're a Free Talk Live listener, there's a little foreshadowing to this, I'm sure.
So, welcome to the guest seat here, Matt Phillips. He is one of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. First time involved in organizing this event, right?
Yeah, and first time on Free Talk Live.
That's true as well.
Okay. Yeah. You're also a board member of the Free State Project.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're big fans, you know.
So, welcome. How's it been going so far? We're here on day number 3. It's Tuesday as we're recording this episode of the program. We're at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, the yearly camping festival that's put on in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at a place called Rogers Campground. We're expecting to see over 1,500 attendees throughout the week. What are your experiences so far? I mean, as you're not the head organizer, but you're very close to that, right? What's your role here?
My role is that my girlfriend Kristen and I are sort of co-organizing it, although she's a longtime events producer, marketing person.
So you
person.
Follow orders?
So I basically am following orders, so yeah, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, once you get married, you'll get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know about the attendance at Porkfest. For me, this is always, the quantifiable numbers. What's it been like over the last few years? Because I know that it's been growing, but, that we were expecting many, more hundreds in the past. And so what have the numbers been like over the last few years? Do you have those numbers?
I don't have the numbers other than to say a couple of things about it. One is I think it's been growing. Sort of slowly and steadily, mm-hmm. as the Free State Project itself has been. The other is that the number of people, the visibility into the numbers is a little variable, because this is the first year that we basically have closed the gate, meaning that you have to have a ticket in order to enter. But the gate itself is not actually closed. People can still come in, and mm-hmm. they'll continue to this year, I'm sure. So there's, in the years past, I've asked for estimates of this. There have been at least several hundred people that have come in without buying a ticket in years past. So it's a little hard to gauge exactly right. What direction we're going. Although I think the general consensus is that we are having more and more.
How do you close the gate at Rogers when it's sort of a campground that's open to anybody? I mean, there are people who have long-term rentals here that they essentially rent throughout.
They show up because they like Porkfest too.
But they're here throughout the year. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're not necessarily attending Porkfest.
They're not, but they're
right?
here. And they love
I know,
it.
But I'm asking how you're shutting down access to the park if people who are not necessarily at Porkfest are supposedly allowed to be here.
Right. So they're not actually here all year. Rogers Campground doesn't actually open until, well, it depends on the weather to some degree, but, May.
During the nice months.
At the earliest. So the people that are living here.
Labor Day, basically.
Yeah. The people that are spending the summer here, we call them the seasonals.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this long enough now that you don't come and buy an RV site at Rogers Campground for the summer unless you know that come, last week of June rolls around, you're going to have, you're going to have
inundated
with people with very strong opinions about some things. And generally speaking, the people that are here, they know it. They either like it and they stay here and they participate, or they take this week off from their other, the rest of their summer camping experience.
There's some beautiful places in, northern Vermont.
Exactly.
Northern New Hampshire,
exactly.
Maine. Yeah.
So we just give them a different color wristband. band.
Oh, I see.
And they come in and out. But I think there's another question you're asking, which is, how do you close, you know, how do you make this a private event? And the answer to that is that Rogers Campground is a privately owned, you know, mm-hmm. thing. It's a very lovely gentleman named Crosby, owns Rogers Campground, and he basically hires out his property to us for this week-long period, and a little more on either side for load in and load out. And we, as a private organization, a private entity, are hosting an event.
Gotcha.
And so we invite, you know, the State Project invites all of its...
The
people that buy tickets, but it's, you know, all of the participants and all the people we want to be participants, you know, that we want to move here. There's some press people, there are vendors, there are, you know, some locals who want to see what it's all about. Maybe they've heard things, maybe they are sort of curious, maybe they're skeptical. So basically anyone who wants to buy a ticket, you know, we're happy to have them come. Well, mostly anyone who wants to buy a ticket, we're happy to have them come on, as long as they are willing to abide by, you know, the rules that we as a private event have laid out, most of which are around, you know, basic safety.
I did see a couple of people getting ejected from the event last night. Apparently they did not have the appropriate wristbands. It was late at night, and apparently they tried to come in a few times during the day with, like, Illinois plates or something like that. So
they really wanted in, huh?
You guys are dealing with some troublemakers here.
There is with any event, with this one in particular, you know, of course, there are unwelcome people who are trying to get in for various reasons. Troublemakers to some degree or another, yeah.
You guys have security staff that's on operation throughout the day, 24/7, right?
So we're actually doing something a little bit new this year. In years past, what passes for security has been ably provided by an entity called Church of the Sword.
Mm-hmm.
And their members have basically volunteered to walk around and help people when
they
need it.
On things, yeah.
This year, several of their members decided that they would rather enjoy Pork Fest and be part of the problem rather than be part of the solution. And so one of their members just took up the mantle, and she and I formed a new department of Pork Fest, the event, called the Pork Rangers.
I've seen that. Okay.
And they're wearing these fluorescent yellow shirts. And the tagline we came up with was, you know, help when you need it, liberty when you don't. And their role is, I've gone to Burning Man for several years in a row.
Oh, cool.
And I've volunteered with the Black Rock Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Rock Rangers it's an all-volunteer group. And they basically act as community mediators and, you know, helping people who need, they can summon a medical team, they can summon fire response,
mm-hmm.
They can summon law enforcement in situations where it's a domestic abuse or you know, sexual assault or things like that. It's a slightly different event than what we're having here.
They have 30,000 people.
70,000 people. Yeah. So, and they still have, you know, it's still the safest city. It's the third largest city in Nevada for that week, and it's still the safest city in America of that size for that week. But they're basically, you know, they're not, they don't have any authority. They don't have shiny badges. They have shirts that say, and hats that say, you know, Black Rock Rangers on it. But they've built up this very large store of social capital.
Reputation.
Of reputation, that they don't help in situations where it's not needed. And when they do help, that they're doing it in a way that is very respectful and very, you know, solution oriented.
So you're trying to emulate that. I mean, there's been a comparison made in the past that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the libertarian Burning Man. And as somebody who's actually been to Burning Man, what do you think about that comparison?
Who's been insulted here, Burning Man or Pork Fest?
Well, it's pretty interesting because there are quite a few differences. Burning Man is a lot more art and a lot more music and a lot more performance.
Isn't it true you can't buy things at Burning Man?
Mostly true. They do sell ice because that's sort of
it's the desert in Nevada.
Otherwise, it's kind of impossible.
Yeah.
And they do sell coffee at their center camp, which is, I don't know why how that got grandfathered in, but they do sell ice. And then there's also RV pump trucks that, you know, you can buy you can buy services from. But otherwise, no, there's no sales. They have what's called a gift economy where you give things to people and with no expectation of anything in return.
Very different.
Yeah, nothing
that
like
way.
That here.
Yes. from this event. Matt Phillips, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate having you here. Of course, it's not too late for people to come out and join us here at PorcFest. PorcFest.com. Day passes are what, $45?
That's correct.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. Really
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. There's more on the way here live from PorcFest 2015.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com. Com at 800-700-2184.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at PorcFest 2015. It's the 12th annual version of this awesome event put on yearly by the Free State Project. Of course, the Free State Project is the idea of recruiting 20,000 people, or what will hopefully be up to 20,000 people, to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Porkfest is sort of lives as an example of what that community could be like if we, when we finally get enough people to make the move here. We've got over 1,500 people who are here as part of the Free State Project. Actually, I think it's over 1,700 now. And it's already been an amazing process having this many people come here. But if we could make that 10 times as many people, then, you know, Porkfest could happen 52 weeks out of the year. I mean, not in the same exact way, but you could have people who care about freedom around you all the time. That's possible, and Porkfest can kind of give you a little bit of a taste of that. So go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more. And if you're getting online at all, you need to protect yourself with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your internet connection, so your internet service provider will no longer be able to know what you're doing online. They're probably logging all that information and keeping those logs for up to several years in some cases. Plus, there are criminals who might like to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. Encrypting your data connection solves those problems, and ProXPN can do that for you. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get started there for free, but you're going to want to likely upgrade to their premium account. Well, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. They've got software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Easy setup. Once you're connected, no more prying and spying. And with our discount code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off, which is valid for the lifetime of the account. So don't forget to go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you can use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless.
So today I heard, you know, sort of through the grapevine, that you guys, that you, Ian, specifically, were headed on up to Canada. And this made me catch my breath, like, because I know that you don't have a U.S. passport.
I used to, but I decided to allow it to expire.
Yeah, you decided to let it expire, and you have instead a thing called a world passport, which
that's right.
I like to think of as a free ticket to a foreign jail. What?
Yes, the founder of the world passport has gone to jail 20 times, so he says.
Yes, so I'd like to hear about your adventure today.
So I wanted to test out the world passport because I didn't really want to go down to Arizona and try testing it at the border there, simply because it would have been quite inconvenient to be turned around at that border. So
I hear the jails aren't as nice.
And I figured try it in Canada, since we're up here relatively often at Porkfest and generally relatively nearby the border in Canada to begin with, since we're in New Hampshire. So I chose Derby Line, Vermont, as my destination crossing.
This is the place that gets the news all the time because their library is split down the middle.
Yes. Yeah, they have. And I really wanted to see that. Unfortunately, the library was closed today due to a holiday.
What holiday is that?
Mandy is with us, by the way. I want to introduce Mandy. I don't know if I can say your last name on the air, but you're known as Mandy. You were on the Corey Moore Show for a long while, so listeners may remember your voice from that. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. And the holiday was actually what, Jean-Baptiste Day? I'm not sure if that's religiously oriented or Canadian-oriented.
It's some sort of Canada thing.
So they shut down the library on both American and Canadian holidays? Man, what a deal those librarians have.
No, what was really unusual was that the library in Derby Line, Vermont was closed, but there were still a number of businesses open in Canada, even though the holiday is actually tomorrow.
Yeah, it was all very dizzying.
So we went to Derby Line, and yes, it is the place where literally it's like a town divided by the border. Mandy, you had actually watched a documentary that touched on this that got you excited about it, right?
Yeah, there's a series on the History Channel called How the States Got Their Shape, and they did an expose specifically about Derby Line, Vermont, and how after 9/11 they split the town in half. And there are a lot of people who live in Derby Line who have relatives over the line,
yeah,
and they used to be able to travel freely, but because of 9/11, they now have to have a passport at all times. And once they get to know them, I'm sure they let them through more easily. But they would be detained for a period of time until they could do a background check just to see their relatives.
Yeah, and there have been news stories written about Derby Line. It's just sort of this unique place that there aren't very many, if at all, any other border checkpoints that are like this one. And so I thought, well, if we're going to go somewhere to try to cross the border, this would be the best place to do it. We could easily park in downtown Derby Line and walk across, which might make it easier to record video and would avoid any kind of checking of the cars and searches and things like that. And
sounds like it has its advantages.
Yeah, so we showed up there. We left here around noon.
Maybe this wasn't as rash and ill thought out as I'd imagined.
We left here at around noon, and then we drove about an hour and a half to Derby Line. It was actually five of us, so Mandy, myself, and then Garrett from Robin Hood of Keene was there. We also had Paul, who's one of the listeners of Free Talk Live, and Mehdi, who is another listener of the show, who actually is from Canada.
Okay.
So four people from the U.S., one from Canada, and we all went to Derby Line. And sort of the first thing that we did when we got there was we toured around the town, and it's really hard to call it a town. I think you referred to it as a ghost town, Mandy, and I think that was the most accurate
term. Oh, so people are leaving because it's so difficult to do business there because the town split down the
middle. It wouldn't surprise me if that's a reason why people are leaving.
I agree.
It's bad. It's really bad. And, I mean, the downtown, we drove into Derby Line, Main
Street. The only people there that have a job are border agents.
I think that's almost an accurate
statement. That would be very accurate.
The downtown is so small. Now, we're here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, which is not a large place. I don't know what the population of Lancaster is, but I suspect it's 7,000 or something like that. It's relatively small. And I don't know how many people are living in Derby Line, Vermont, but it is even smaller than Lancaster. The downtown, you can throw a rock and literally, you know, traverse the entirety of Main Street. This is not a big place.
Okay.
The Border Patrol checkpoint, the U.S. border checkpoint, is in downtown. It is one of the buildings in downtown. And the other buildings, there's an Irving gas station, which is open and seems to be doing fine. But everything else is closed with the exception of one restaurant, which happened to be closed on Tuesdays. So literally,
it's a strange day to close your restaurant. I mean, I've heard Mondays.
Oh, yeah. They had a note on the door that said they ran out of bread.
Well, it also said closed Tuesdays on there.
Ran out
Did
of bread.
Okay.
We get it from Canada, and it stopped at the border.
Yeah, so we kind of toured around. We parked in downtown Derby Line and then just walked down the main drag. And we looked and recorded. We got a lot of video of this. We looked down each of the streets where previously you could go. Like years ago, you could walk down these streets and not really be bothered crossing into Canada. Now, one of the streets near the library has a bunch of potted plants that are literally going through the width of the street. So
could you squeeze through them?
Like, you could walk through, no problem.
Okay.
It was
designed
to stop vehicles, presumably, from going through there. And I suspect they're filled with, like, concrete or something like that.
Right, sure.
And
they pop up, motion tracking machine guns. Yeah, I got it.
And then there are, other like, two other streets. So we kept walking, and there were two other streets which had large gates on them as well. Now, we've got other folks and guests to talk to that you've scheduled here tonight, Mark. And as we go on, I'll continue talking more about what happened at Derby Line. Because I got detained for quite a while. In fact, we were all detained.
I know you'd be disappointed if you didn't.
As a matter of fact. No, I would have actually been really happy, Mark. I don't know why you think I like these interactions.
We did go to Vermont.
There's more coming up here in moments from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Talk about the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, live from Portfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of this excellent festival put on by the Free State Project in Rogers Campground, Lancaster, New Hampshire, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is an awesome time filled with wonderful people who actually care about freedom. And some of them have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Some of them are considering making a move to New Hampshire, and others are in the planning stages. They are working on getting here. Joel Valenzuela is joining us here, and he has already made the move. When was it, Joel? About a year or so ago? How long has it been for you now?
It was September of 2013, so it's
coming
been
up on 2 years.
Almost
then.
2 years now.
Yeah, and it's hard to remember. Things go so fast here.
We're going to talk about what you've been doing recently, which has been some great activism, but also I want to let our listeners know about Peacekeeper 2.0. It's not out yet, but they're trying to fund via Indiegogo a new version of Peacekeeper, which really was a great idea. I mean, the idea behind Peacekeeper was to create sort of an alternative system of reporting problems like a medical emergency or a fire or an abduction or something like that, and having people who are not bureaucrats, just average folks, people who, you know, care about their neighbors, be the ones who respond to those emergency situations. Unfortunately, the first app that they came out with was problematic. There were some issues with it, some bugs, and it's it needed work. And so they're going to be putting that work into it, but they want to raise the money to hire a really good programmer who can do that kind of work, and they're looking to have your assistance. So there's an Indiegogo. You can go to pk.freetalklive.com. Peacekeeper can help change the world, and you can help by contributing to their Indiegogo campaign. Again, PK, like Peacekeeper, .freetalklive.com, and they want to show the state what real change looks like and hopefully bring in over 100,000 users to Peacekeeper. They want to, for instance, some of the new features they want to bring on board, for instance, include a verified network of Peacekeepers you can call in an emergency, meaning you don't just have to rely on people you know. Anybody who's using the Peacekeeper app would be a valid responder in this new version of the app. They're going to add GPS locations. The old app, you would report an emergency, but then you'd have to, like, type in where you are. And if you're dying or being abducted, it's probably going to be a hard thing to do. So there are a few major things that they need to add, and you can help them do that over at pk.freetalklive.com. Of course, since it's Indiegogo, there's perks and things like that that are offered. So pk.freetalklive.com. Joelle, you have formed the Rights Brigade here in New Hampshire. Why and what is it?
The reason that I formed the Rights Brigade, its mission is to organize activism and make it professional. I see a whole lot of the first step, obviously, with the Free State Project is to get liberty activists all in one place so we can concentrate our efforts and actually make a difference for the better. Now, so there's all this human capital here in New Hampshire that's just ready to go, but sometimes it isn't like you can just go downtown, go to the activism store, and get yourself involved in some activism. You have to plan some things out. You have to know what to do. A lot of people aren't really trained very well in some things. They don't know how to talk to other people very well. So this is sort of a project to make all this as easy as possible so as many people can get engaged as possible. And so far, it's been working out really well.
How are you organizing these activists? Because one of the things you'll hear said about libertarians is like herding cats. It's hard to get them on the same page. It's hard to get them to work together. You know, what are you using it as your tool for organizing?
I would say three main things. One, I divided it into five categories based on what people might be more interested in. There's justice outreach, which is justice system or cop blocking or whatever, police type outreach. Mm-hmm. There's a defense, which is related to the right to defense, usually Second Amendment type stuff. There's a right to representation, which is people who like to get involved in political system. There's a prosperity, which is people who love Bitcoin and other economic technologies and want to focus on free trade. And then there's truth, which is just the general ideas and public outreach towards the ideas of liberty.
Okay.
And there's people, different people want to do different things. And by separating those five things, you can get people to only do the things they want to do, which is better than not doing the things they don't want to do.
How do you connect with them? How do you get them to... one of the things you've been very successful at is jury outreach. You've been doing multiple locations in New Hampshire, like Concord and Dover. These are areas that previously, before you, had not had any jury outreach
exactly.
at all. And you've managed to make that happen. How did you recruit the participants for that?
Well, for one, of my circle of friends, colleagues, contacts, etc., I just am relentless in promoting that.
Okay.
The big thing, though, is to go out and do it yourself and then post the results of it so that people can not only see what's happening, but they see that someone's going to get this done. And that there's what they call a win psychology. No one wants to join the losing team.
Yeah.
So if there's already someone who's there showing up all the time, and then if you just show up and help them, all of a sudden it's not so lonely. It's not like you're the one guy that shows up and whoops, everyone else slept in. And so
I've been that guy.
Yeah. Well, there's been some challenges, like especially in Manchester, some of the jury outreach went really well. And a lot of it ended up going out really well in the beginning. However, later on, it ended up losing momentum because some of the leaders of that ended up just not being quite so consistent. And then all the other energetic volunteers just stop showing up because
right.
the head stops.
We're not being
up.
Told what to do.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I mean, as much as we want to believe that all libertarians are these independent self-starters, the fact is there need to be leaders. There need to be people who are the go-getters, the doers, the initiators of these activist projects, and then who ask for help. you know, there are a bunch of people here. There are over 1,500, you know, movers, early movers at this point. And a lot of them need to be asked to do things. And that's just the way things are. I would love it if everybody would just start up some sort of project and, you know, get it done. But sometimes you have to ask for help when you want something to get done. And they step up when you ask. That's been my experience.
Exactly. And as it started out, it was just myself on my own going out and doing this with maybe some help, maybe not. But then after enough of getting the actual ball rolling on this, now, for example, I've been in Porkfest all week. And yesterday and today, I had volunteers going and doing these outreach things. And Dover...
So when you weren't there,
yes,
it got done anyway.
It still got done because I organized it beforehand and already got that taken care of. And one of those was in Brentwood, in a new place I'd never even been to. It was the first time, and I wasn't even there on Monday.
Cool.
It was 178 jurors total.
Wow.
Over the last couple days. And there could have been more in Dover, except the 99 flyers I gave ran out.
Wow.
So it was a pretty big success, and I wasn't even there for it.
And you're also handing out the NHJury.com flyers, which
exactly.
are customized for New Hampshire. Now, we've talked a lot about jury nullification. It's your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case, not just the facts. You can actually just ignore the facts. If you, like, let's say you're on a pot marijuana case, and it's crystal clear that the person had marijuana, you know, all the evidence points to the fact that they're guilty, you can still vote not guilty because you believe the war on drugs is a bad idea or you think marijuana should be legalized.
It's one of the checks and balances that the founders believed that the government had. I mean, if you consider for a second, the Supreme Court of the United States can overturn, and they call them justices there because they're, you know, essentially a jury. They're, you know, a jury of judges. The Supreme Court can overturn cases because they believe them to be unconstitutional. That's essentially what a jury can do at the same time. A jury or a juror doesn't have to obey the law. That's just what the lawyers say. And strange that we have a legislature full of lawyers and a judiciary full of lawyers. And frankly, we've got an executive that has way too many lawyers, too. What a surprise that they believe that lawyers should be listened to.
So Rights Brigade is a website as well. There's a blog.
Exactly. That's rightsbrigade.com. I guess blog is a good way of saying it.
I've seen you post to it, and it seems like a blog. You're posting pictures, and
exactly.
here's what we've done.
I'm trying to have a record of activism, so none of it just goes into the ether, so we have a permanent record of everything that's been done through
this. I think it's nice. A simple picture of people giving out flyers in front of the courthouse shows, hey, this was happening. This is happening here. And there's nowhere else besides New Hampshire where this level of jury activism, this level of jury outreach is happening. Thank you for making it happen here. You've been a huge boon to the jury outreach movement.
The goal is next year, every juror in New Hampshire in the whole state.
That's a great goal. We've got you covered in Cheshire County. I know that much. And Joel Valenzuela from RightsBrigade.com, was it?
It was.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It tonight. We'll come back with more here. We're live from Porkfest with a live studio audience. Thank you, everybody, for being here with us tonight. There they are. More on the way here from Porkfest 2015 coming up.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hyper Chromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hyper Chromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hyper Chromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Here at Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2015. It's the 12th annual version of this event, and there are so many great people here, so many wonderful things to busy yourself with during the daytime. I spend most of my day in, a good chunk of my day being detained by the Canadian and U.S. Border Patrols. We'll talk about that here over the show when we get the chance. We've also got interesting people who are here at Pork Fest, and that's one of the fun parts about this event is meeting people and hearing their story and why are they here, you know, how do they get here, what are they, you know, what turned them on to the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people all to the same place. And even within the libertarian community, there are disagreements between folks, and there are issues that can divide somewhat. So we might be covering some of that here in a moment. Also want you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have a lot of features, and they are all completely free. So please go and enjoy. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to bring in sometimes we've got an open mic, even though, Mark, you're bringing in some guests here throughout the show tonight. Sometimes
I try to provide us with interesting folks, but I can't get them all.
Right. We find ourselves, there are interesting folks in our audience, Mark.
Right.
We don't
can't get them all.
Right. We don't know about them yet because we haven't necessarily met them all. And Tyler came up and introduced himself during one of the breaks and asked a question. And I said, it's a good question. Let's talk about it on the radio because it's just more valuable to have a conversation like this on the radio than it is just between the two of us. Because other people can benefit from hearing the conversation who are outside of our immediate purview. So, Tyler, you're from Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah.
Let me unmute your mic. Try again.
Sorry. I'm Tyler Lloyd. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, part of Liberate RVA out there, and I write for Liberty Me, so you could probably find me there. But, back to what we were talking about.
It's liberty.me for people who want to get it funded on the Internet.
Your question was what?
Okay.
About mutualism?
Yeah, I was just kind of wanting to know your perspective on mutualism. Like, there's a few different ways in which the gift economy that I've heard about at Burning Man Works, and like people go there completely loaded with enough stuff that they can survive a week. And I feel like that's kind of what libertarians are doing here too. And what happens is, like, if you see someone who's thirsty or you see someone who's hungry, or if you just have something cool that you want to share with other people, it's not a big deal to just gift that. And there's usually a mutual exchange. So some people call this bartering or whatever, but there's a point in which one side knows that, hey, no, I know you're getting a better deal. And it's almost like a tip at that point. Like, we're completely changing the social interaction, and we can do that peer to peer.
But they don't do that at Burning Man. I mean, we just had Matt Phillips on a moment ago, and he said that, you know, the idea behind this gift economy is that you're supposed to just give without expectation of anything in receipt. So I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Are you saying that the gift economy...
I imagine that some people probably do barter, you know, like it's unspoken barter.
Okay, well, it's not the intention. Are you saying that mutualism is a gift economy?
To an extent. It's a gift economy only in that it's more capitalistic with still implicit assertion. So, like, again, if I help you out or I think you're cool or we're hanging out, I don't have a problem sharing a beer with you. You know, like, I'm enjoying your company. It's cool being here. And that might come back, you know, like, you don't always have to expect that of people. But people are usually good enough to, you know, be charitable, especially with their friends or here at Porkfest. Like, all the people I'm talking to actually know about all the things that I can't talk to anyone else about. They're just completely ignorant of. So it was really nice to just, like, have those conversations and show appreciation for that. And I don't know whether or not it does come back, but the idea is still that there's still a mutual exchange here, and maybe someone values that more and maybe someone doesn't. I know it's a bad economic model. If anything, it's between anarcho-capitalism and anarcho-communism. And if you go, you know, black and gold never fold, and then, you know, black and red, mutualism is black and orange.
Okay, so I guess, you know, I'm not really understanding what it is. I mean,
it sounds like normal behavior.
Right.
I mean, if somebody comes to your house, you offer them, you know, a beverage or perhaps something to eat or these sorts of things. I mean, it's just normal. And then if you go to their house, then maybe they'll do the same thing. If they don't do the same thing, then maybe some people will think that they're bad hosts and other people probably won't think about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like normal behavior. It doesn't sound surprising or anything. I just wouldn't call it an economy. An economy is much more of a system. And this is, to some extent, like a lack of a system. Doesn't it sound like it?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's a bad economic model, but it's still one of those things where, hey, we're at Porkfest, we're going to have fun,
yeah,
and thanks for being here.
Right, awesome. Yeah, when you think about Porkfest, I mean, people, you know, people bring extra stuff so that they can give some of it away to people who might not have thought about it. I, for instance, brought some of the extra mosquito zapping tennis racket things because I have some, and if a friend needs to borrow it because the mosquitoes get bad this year or something like that, then they can be out there, you know, laying waste to mosquito lives, slaying in their hundreds as far as they're concerned. And that's fine. I just brought extra stuff.
I brought, every year for Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, I like to hand out these fuzzy slap bracelets to the people with costumes at the gay dance party. And so I give those out with no expectation of anything in return. I do that because I want to make the party better. I want people to have fun, and I want to add something to that experience. That's the reason that I do that. I don't expect anything in return. So I don't know. I mean, do you call that something? Is that
mutual? Still kind of like an implicit interaction, especially like we're used to explicit interaction. So oddly enough, everyone I was giving I had a little novelty Bitcoin I was giving around, like, hey, you like Bitcoin?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. It's not a big deal. Like, I came here to give this away. So people kept on asking me, like, how much does it cost? I was like, it doesn't cost anything, man. Like, you're good. Like, you know, I'm just, thanks for talking to me. Like, thanks for having this conversation. And it's not weird, but a lot of people, too, they're giving stuff away. And a good example of that is there's this bar that you can have a free drink if you want to, but they'll take a donation. And however much you think a drink would cost at a bar, and you just make it yourself. They've got plenty of alcohol there. And eventually, even if it is profitable, it's because people were generous enough to appreciate that being there in the first place. So it's like, if you could actually, like, peer-to-peer charity on a sense where we don't just need to give money, we can actually, again, it's more of like a charitable barter system, I guess.
Okay. I mean, I can't be against anything like that. I think if it's voluntary interaction and people are doing things consensually, then I support it.
But, so yeah, it's more implicit, so, again, don't expect anything.
Right.
Yeah. Earlier you were talking about the sort of the black and red and the black and gold. And these are inside terms for people who believe in the ideas of liberty, for instance. So the black and red is terminology that's used to
anarcho-communism.
Refer to anarcho-communism, which I don't really understand, right? Like, it sounds for all the world like some people trying to create a better world in their own minds. They didn't really sort of think it out. And that's fine. And then there's the black and gold, which is what anarcho-capitalism, which I think are the two worst words in English language to kind of put together. You know, it's like kind of calling yourself a pedo-rapist, because I like kids, right? Like, it just, you know, anarcho doesn't make people feel any better. Capitalism is a pejorative term that was created by communists for people that believe in the free market. So, what do you think about all these terms that sort of divide people? You know, black and gold, black and red, black and orange. I mean, do we really need nine different flags to say I believe that free people should be able to live their lives as they want, as long as they don't harm other people?
I'm sorry, I'm an English major, so I play with these labels all day.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This is just one of the things where like I want to have a more intellectual conversation. I'm
not
subscribing or saying go mutualist, but again, like thanks for entertaining the philosophy, and I'm really trying to just, you know, talk more about, you know, I think smart people are here. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of them. This is the place where you can have these conversations all day long, and, you know, people aren't going to be fatigued or bothered by it. In fact, they welcome it, and it's just such a good group of people. You said you just got here today, right? This is your first day?
Yeah. I've got an Airbnb spot, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Somebody in Lancaster? How far
No, I'm
away?
Out in Lincoln, so I got like an hour drive in.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A really nice resort, and, I mean, I'll probably try to pitch a tent tomorrow or something, but it'll all work. Out.
It's been pretty rainy.
That's
so
exactly
far.
Why I went with Avery. Yeah. I know, like, you got to plan it out. So.
Yeah, make sure you got something inflatable to sleep on.
Well, how is the process of liberating Richmond coming along?
It's cool. We have these conversations all the time, and I really want to be respectful of your time. So. I don't know how the ad.
No.
Well, no, I appreciate that. I was, you know, we've had Cal on the show. He's the guy who founded Liberate RVA, and, you know, the joke was, oh, well, you know, good luck down there in Richmond. There's a lot of us are from the South. We've left the South to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because the idea is let's concentrate our activism so we can actually do more than just have these conversations, you know, and actually do activism and get out there and change things. I mean, we're seeing that happen here in New Hampshire. And
so like a club? I mean, RVA, like people get together and
yeah, no, it's cool. There's a few different drinks. Houses that people try to like throw parties at once a month. And they have a pool party coming up on Saturday. And if I can plug one last thing, it's Anarchon. It's going to be August 21st to the 23rd at the Cove in Virginia. Just go to liberaterva.com. Check it out. But again, like, thanks a lot for having me on. And,
thanks, Tyler.
It's always cool talking with people who understand at least these ideas of liberty.
Yep. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate it. We've got more great guests coming up. I mentioned Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. She's not in the room yet, I don't think, but she will be here supposedly. Oh, wait, that's 8:30. I'm sorry. I can't read. She's going to be coming up at some point. And we've got other folks on deck who are here at Porkfest and either offering interesting products or services or have interesting ideas to discuss. We'll talk to those folks. And once we get connected to the internet, which last night took half the show, we'll have a better idea of who's on the phones here. I haven't even talked to the board ops yet, so if you're on hold, we will get to you. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Quantum Life is near 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles for 39 cents. Plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it.
Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.